Welcome to the Subscribe to Change recording of the online Accessing Personal Genius training, teaching you how to step into a state of flow at will.
Hi, Larissa.
Hi, Femke.
How are you?
I'm good.
Femke, I'm good also.
What's that?
Yes, I'm very good as well.
Oh, nice. That's good to hear. Do you have your own coaching business?
I'm thinking about that, and I'm contact with the people and have some client coaching, but it's difficult to me to start to touch them for money.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So just in the start of the process and lost a little bit. Don't know how I go forward.
Yes. Well, you know, you can always schedule a call with me, like an encourager call.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That one's free, so it's just to figure out your next step.
Yes, thank you very much. And it was the letter about this yesterday, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay,
yes,
so I go ahead.
Yes, and how long time does it take? Is it half an hour, or 2 hours?
Yeah, it's about half an hour.
Oh, half an hour. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would love to do this. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, you know, I have to, I actually realized I have to change the times because I'm in Kuala Lumpur for the next few weeks. So I will edit the times tomorrow. And then in the email that you have, there's a link and you can just schedule your time there and then we can have a Skype.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's good.
So, hey, I see Holly has joined us as well. So let's get her on the call. And I see Leo. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Femke.
Hi. We have Larissa and Leo on the call. I'm going to unmute Leo right now. Okay. Hi, Leo.
Hi there.
How are you?
Very well, yeah. Just catching up with a whole bunch of stuff after a rather prolonged birthday celebration last week.
Nice. Well, good on you. Birthdays are meant to be celebrated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's get started. Today is about accessing your personal genius, and this really is the culmination of everything that we have done so far. I actually realized that we skipped one pattern, which we'll do next week, which is adding possibilities. So once we do that, you can add that to your genius state next week. And today it's a really simple process of stepping in and out of your genius state. You've already done that several times in this training. I know, Larissa, you joined us later in the process, so you haven't done it so often, so you get a chance to really experience it today. Mm-hmm. And so what has happened so far, just to recap what we've gone through over the past couple months, is that we've really kind of looked at, okay, the genius state is a state of flow. It's where we can really lose ourselves in the moment, be completely at one with the activity that we're doing. Everything else around us drops away. There's a lack of self-awareness or self-consciousness. So we can just access all of our resources and all of our skills. And so that's what this process is about, is in any kind of situation. So we've been going through one specific genius state for you personally, but once you have know the process, you can start doing that for other genius states, for other areas of your life, so that you actually can choose to be in the state of flow at will and have access to your skills and resources in that moment and accelerate your learning to take yourself to the next level. And so this is what this pattern is all about. It's bringing all of those components in. So we've had the component of a loss of sense of self through self-esteeming. We've had the personal control with the personal power zone. We've had intrinsic motivation with the pleasure pattern and intentionality pattern, a sense of joy that comes with that. And we've cleared the path from anything that takes away from this. So we've kind of built on all of these components that together, when we merge them all together, they this state of flow emerges and solidifies, if you will. So today we're going to bring it all together in that one state. And what I'm going to teach you is how to step into that state and out of that state at will, so that you can choose, and so that you also know when to step out of it again. And that's an important distinction about this pattern, and this is what you actually specifically learn, is how to make this state really clean so that you don't bring the state into other areas of your life. So, for example, if you've been working on a genius coaching state, then you want to be in a coaching state with your clients. But when you go home, you don't necessarily want to be in that coaching state. So if you take something with you from that state, then it's going to be diluted. And maybe you want to be in a different kind of state when you're with your partner or with your kids. So being able to also step out of this is very critical. And so one of the stories I've heard from a colleague with an ER doctor that he once coached, who had significant issues in his relationship, and his wife actually ended up divorcing him, but he wanted to know why, and that's why he got coaching and what he needed to change. And what he discovered through the coaching was that he was an awesome ER doctor. So when he was at work, he was completely in a state of flow, able to work with the nastiest accidents without it really affecting him, which is critical as an ER doctor. So part of his genius state was the ability to detach. And what the problem was that he was taking that with him to his house in his relationship. And so there was also always a sense of detachment in the way that he was relating with his wife. Well, while that state is really powerful and useful in an ER emergency room, it is not so helpful in when you take it into your relationship. So that's why we really want to be able to step in and out of this state, so that you are the owner of it and you choose to be in or out of it, rather than the state having you. Because it's also something that can be so good that you don't even want to step out of it because it feels so wonderful. And so we need to make also those distinctions of what is going to help you, or when do you need to step out? What distinctions, what interruptions are you going to allow that trigger you to step out? Because, you know, there might be an emergency, or you might have to catch a plane, and when you're in your reading flow, you don't want to miss your plane. So you want to be able to step out of that in order to, you know, get to your plane on time. And so things like that, and we're going to be focusing on those kinds of distinctions. And so the pattern actually is really simple. It's accessing a state, stepping into it, and really getting the genius aspect of it, stepping out and stepping in and trying that a couple of times. So I'm going to ask you to stand up if you have that ability around your desk or where you are sitting, so that you can really experience it. And then what we're going to do is we're going to make certain distinctions in that state, and we're just going to go through the questions. Your executive mind is going to make those decisions, which is going to be faster than you can answer them, so you don't have to answer them. And then we're going to take that into the future. So it's a very simple process that can very quickly be done, and it really wraps everything up that we've done so far. So let me see. So Leo and Larissa, you are on screen share. Holly, I know that you have the APG in stages, right? Holly? Okay, I can't hear Holly. Holly, I hope you can hear me. If I remember correctly, you bought the Kindle version of the APG, so that's what we're going to be using. So let's take a quick look at the steps that we're going to go through. So the elicitation question for this one is, what do you want to be completely present in and allow time to go away, the world to go away, others to go away, so that you can be completely present and focused? So you've already identified that state in the beginning of this training, so that's what we're going to be working with. And then what we're going to do is to access the desired focus state. And because you have been on this call and following this training, you've already done that several times before, because remember, we've been accessing the genius state at the beginning of every pattern. So you've already done that step before, and so this step should come easy to you, and now we're just going to make it even stronger and really being with it fully. And then what we're going to do, so we're going to access that state and then step back, so that we step into a state of observing. So what we have is we have the genius state, and we have another state of observing. And those are the states that you're going to be shifting between. You're going to step into the genius state and step out into the observer state. And make that as clean as possible, and notice how quickly you can do it on cue, and have it as clean as possible. And then what we're going to do, once that step is done, once we've created that cleanliness, then we're going to go into that's step number 3, the executive mind, to further develop your genius state. And so this is really about making clear distinctions of when, where, and with whom to do this. So based on what criteria, so that you can commission your executive mind to start operating from this, from these distinctions. And so that's what we're going to be doing in step three. And then step four is commissioning the executive meta state and take it into the future. So are you going to take responsibility for setting these parameters for this commitment state? And so that's basically, are you going to take this into the future with these distinctions, and every time you need to be in that state, are you going to step into that? And what difference is that going to make? So this is a very simple, quick kind of wrap-up of everything that we have been doing so far. So my question to you is who would like to go through this with me? Who would like to be the demo today? And you can press 1 on your keypad if you'd like to do that. All right, Leo. Leo, have you on mic?
I'm here.
Hi, Leo. So I have the pleasure of taking you into your genius state.
Fantastic. I'm on full volume, and I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Okay. Is this better?
Slightly, yeah.
Genius training.
Oh, sorry.
How to step into a state of flow.
Sorry about that, guys. I don't know what happened. I was trying to increase the volume. Okay, can you hear me better now, Leo?
Yeah, I can. It's fine. It's also because we're having the most almighty of storms here in Paris.
Oh, right. Nice. It's been hot over where you are, huh?
Very hot, yeah. We've had sort of, you know, proper stuff. It's like African tropical weather, basically, now.
Wow. Crazy. All right, so, Leo, are you ready to step into your state of flow and really get a clean shift between your states and get the finer distinctions of when and where and when not to have this state?
Yes.
Okay, great. So what is the state that you are working with?
I was working initially with the coaching state, which sort of uh-huh. evolved into a coaching and training state because of the development in my business. But yeah, it's coaching and training.
Okay. So which one would you like to work with today?
Am I allowed to make it evolve? Well, let's say training.
Okay. And so, sorry about that. The reason why I ask about that is because the skills that you use when you're training are going to be slightly different from the skills that you use when you are coaching.
Yes.
And so what we want is to kind of really get into that specific state and get those kinds of like distinctions and when we, for example, when we did the power zone pattern, we really asked in that state, you know, what skills and what resources are you going to apply in this state? What behaviors do you need to do? How do you need to talk? And so all of those things are going to be different in a trainer state than from a coaching state. And so that's why we make it as specific as possible.
Okay, well, in that case, thanks for the clarification. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I think I probably have more progress to make in the coaching state. So let's work on that. That would be great.
Okay, great. Okay, so let's take that coaching stake. And let me ask you this, Leo. Have you ever had a little bit of it? A little bit of this focus state in coaching?
Yes, I think I have, yes.
Okay, so what I'd like you to do is to think back to that moment when you had that.
Okay, give me a second.
Yes. And just let me know when you're there.
Yeah, I'm going straight to my one program. I'm just trying to look on my database of memories, you know, when there was a sort of aha moment for me.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Okay, so you've got one?
I'm getting there. Give me a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got it, yeah.
Okay, great. So what I'd like you to do is to step back into that memory as if that's happening right now and see what you saw and hear what you heard and notice what you are doing and feeling and really access that state of focus in your coaching. Exactly.
Yeah.
On a scale from 0 to 10, how strongly do you feel that right now?
It's rising.
Okay. Yeah, and just let it rise until it's...
Okay.
Okay. So where are you now in terms of scale on a 0 to 10?
It's high. It's interesting because it was a feeling of quiet concentration, you know?
Okay.
I was attempting a pattern for the first time ever, and I went straight for a complicated one which I struggled with, which was the dragon. But I felt it was the right one, and my client was in state and closing his eyes, and it was just that moment where I was so fully absorbed into what he was saying, that it was calm and quiet. So just that sort of focus,
okay.
Peace, you know.
So that's where you are right now, that quiet concentration and that sense of peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just notice where you feel that in your body, how you can be with your client, and in what way you are with your client. And just be with that fully.
Yeah. It's peaceful,
so
but it's strong. There's insight, you know?
Okay, yeah. So that's part of this state is insight, and that it's peaceful and strong.
Yeah.
So, Leo, what I'd like you to do is to kind of like imagine around you, like right now, you are in your coaching bubble. And so maybe you like see a circle or a bubble, but this is your genius coaching state.
Yeah.
On a scale from 0 to 10, how strong is that for you right now?
It feels very nice. It feels like a 9, you know? Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, great. And so what I'd like you to do is to find a trigger. And maybe that's some people use like a like an imaginary icon, like on a computer, like you click something away, or maybe something that you say to yourself or a movement, so that you can fully step out of it. And then as you have that, step back into an observer state.
So I click on the icon to step out of my genius state to an observer state?
Yes. So that's your trigger to step out, and it might be something else, but something that lets you know, okay, now I'm stepping out.
Oh yeah, well you it was very visual with the keyboard. I just saw the top left hand corner escape key.
Yes, exactly, the escape key. Yes. So you can press the escape key and step back into the observer state when you're ready. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So as you're observing right now, how much of the coaching state is still with you?
A lot.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do is to, like, take that in. Did you literally take a step back, Leo? Physically?
Or did you do it in your mind?
Did you literally take a step back, or did you do that in your mind?
No, I just hit the escape key.
Oh, okay. So what I'd like you to do is, like, after you hit the escape key is to literally take a step back from where you are sitting, so that you can literally step out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then what I'd like you to do is to visualize in front of you that coaching genius bubble where you just sat.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And so put all of those feelings and states that are part of that coaching genius state in there.
Sorry, can you come again on that one?
Yes. So what I'd like you to do, well, let me ask you now, on a scale from 0 to 10, how much of that coaching state do you still feel?
I'm a lot more out of it. I've changed. I'm sitting in a different position. I'm observing where I was sitting a second ago. So I was feeling a bit sort of, you know, floaty, dreamy, and I'm more sort of with it, alert, and back in the real world sort of thing. So much less.
Okay, great. So if it's much less, then there's still something there, right?
Well, just a sort of a residual calmness.
Okay. So that residual calmness, I would like you to put that into your coaching state.
Okay.
Yeah, and just bring all of that, and maybe you know, some people want to do that through a color or with a symbol, but, like, take it and, you know, put it into that coaching state.
You mean put it inside the bubble?
Yes. Because that's where it belongs, because it's part of that state.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, great. Anything still left of that coaching genius state in you?
Not apparent, no.
Okay, great. Okay, so what I'd like you to do is to take a look at that bubble, and that's your coaching genius state. And there's peace in there, and calm and strength and a sense of quiet concentration. And so it has all those qualities. And I'm just curious, what else could you put in there that would make it even stronger?
peace, quiet, quiet concentration, insight. We talked about insight. The confidence of knowing what to do at what stage, that I'm on top of my technical game, you know, that I know my dance moves, my meta-coaching dance moves.
Okay. So knowing your meta-coaching dance moves, and what would you like to do in order to put that in there? How would you put that in there?
How would I put that in there?
Yeah, is it, like, would you like to use, like, you know, in terms of visualizing that, is that a change of color of the state, or would,
it's
you know?
Like, because you talked about a bubble, so I got this bubble, and I'm sticking things in there, and I've left those nice feelings from before inside the bubble. The skills and the know-how and the confidence of knowing what to do, when to do it, as defined in, you know, that's what a coach does. It's like a structure, a symmetrical structure, which is containing the ball, you know. Not restricting it, but it's just, you know, like a rectangular or square structure of some kind, which is containing this softer, lighter ball with all those other glowy things inside. It's the structure around it, you know, the infrastructure.
Okay, so it's the infrastructure around it, and you've visualized that. And so what I'd like you to do right now is to step back into it as quickly as possible.
Okay.
And so see what you see and feel what you feel in this state. And be with the state fully.
I feel safe because it's a bubble.
Okay.
And I feel happy to be here.
Okay. And so this is this place where there's the quiet concentration and the strength and being present, being all there with your client. On a scale from 0 to 10, how strongly are you there right now?
Give me a second.
Okay. Yeah, and just notice what you do to make it even stronger.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, great. And so what I'd like you to do now is, again, press that escape key and step out of it fully and completely, and just notice how quickly you can do that.
Okay. I'm on the other sofa.
Okay, fully out?
Yes.
Okay, great. Then I'd like you to step back into it and notice how quickly you can do that now.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And so, on a scale from 0 to 10, how strongly do you feel that right now?
Nine.
Okay, great. What I'd like you to do is to step out again and notice how you can do that even quicker now.
Yeah, it's a level of getting up and down, so I'm working my thigh muscles too.
Okay, so how much easier is it for you right now to make that shift?
How would I what, sorry?
How much easier is it for you now to feel, to make the shift?
It's happening more quickly, yeah, instantly.
Okay. Okay, great. Great. So access, re-access the state again and step into your coaching genius right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as you're fully and completely in this state of coaching, I would like you to rise up in your mind to that part of your mind that makes decisions for you. And I'd like you to answer to yourself the following questions. Where should you have this state? And where not? In what context should you have this state? In what context should you not have this state? When should you have this state? And when should you not? According to what criteria and qualities why should you have this state? How would it be valuable to you? Or what will you be interrupted? What emergencies will bring you out of this state? How should you do this state? In what way and with what style? How should you not do this state? What other resources would you like to add to this state so that it would even more fully express the quality and efficiency that you want? So you can think of states like balance or fallibility, love, playfulness. With whom should you have this state? And with whom not? Why should you have this state? For what meanings? And what meanings do you not give it? So now, Leo, as you now have set the parameters of when to do this and with whom not, and in what way and in what way you shouldn't do this, I'd like you to answer me this question. Are you willing to take full responsibility for setting these parameters for this coaching genius state so that you can fully experience this?
Yes.
Okay, great. Are you willing to take responsibility for letting yourself fully experience this intense and passionate state?
I am, yes.
Okay, great. So as you imagine moving out into your future in the next few days and weeks and months to come, are you fully aligned with this?
Totally.
Okay. Any objections?
0.
Perfect. So, Leo, now that you are able to step in and out of this state, do you realize that you can take this with you and access it at any time that you need it and want it?
I do.
Okay, great. Thank you, Leo.
Thanks, MK.
All right, so let's open the line for questions, any questions that you have about the pattern. And you can press 1 on your keyboard. Okay, so I don't see any questions or any hands coming up. So what I'd like to do is I would like to put Leo and Holly in one group. So if both of you could press 1 on your keypad, then I can put you in a breakout group. And then Leo, if you could take Holly through the genius pattern.
Sure.
And great. And then I will take Larissa through the genius pattern. So that she gets to experience it as well. And then after that, we will wrap up. Okay, so I see that both of you have put your hands up, so I'm going to create the breakout groups. Okay, so you are in the breakout groups right now. We will take we will take 15 minutes to go through the pattern, and I'll check in with you, Leo and Holly, to see where you're at towards the end. But you should be able to do this in 15 minutes. And if in the meantime you have any questions, just put your hand up and I will. I can come into your breakout room. So what I'm going to do right now is to put you all on local mic, so that you can only hear each other. And I'm going to start the time right now. Okay. Okay, everyone. So now we are back into the main room. I've put you all on mic. So I'd like to see if there is any questions or anything that you would like to share, any insights that you have from this pattern, from what you've just experienced. So how easy was it for you to get into... Hello, Leo?
Yeah, sorry, I just stepped in because no one... we were just saying with Holly, was saying that, you know... what she was experiencing was how oddly cool it was that, you know, you thought you had a genius state for something which is very useful, and the distinction with an event or a time when that genius state would just not be relevant or appropriate or needed, you know. So that's interesting about this pattern, yeah?
Right, exactly, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that was tough.
Yeah, that's a great insight. Thank you for sharing that, Leo.
It was Holly's insight, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for sharing Holly's insight. All right, so if there's no more questions, then we've come to the end of today's session. Next week, like I mentioned, it's going to be on adding possibilities. So that's going to be fun. I hope to have you on the call next week. And, of course, on the Tuesday before that, about meta coaching. And I'm hoping that by then I'm not going to cough as much. So... Holly, I wish you a wonderful day, and Larissa and Leo, I wish you a wonderful evening. And I look
thank
forward
you.
To having you on the call next week.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye, everyone. Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to the Subscribe to Change audio recording. With love and kindness, Femke Stute.